Next, for Proposal 6, which is a proposal regarding child exploitation, Sarah Cooper will be speaking on behalf of Proxy Impact. Operator, would you please open Ms. Cooper's line?
Hello, my name is Sarah Cooper, and I'm a member of the Survivors Council of ECPAT USA, the leading anti-child trafficking organization in the United States. I am here this morning to present Resolution Number 6, asking the board to report on the risk of increased sexual exploitation of children as the company develops and offers additional privacy tools such as end-to-end encryption. 1 year ago, I told my personal story publicly for the first time of being groomed and trafficked by a predator I met on Facebook. He seemed to be my age, but was actually decades older. I was groomed starting when I was 15 until just after my 18th birthday. It seemed innocent enough at the beginning. I received a Facebook friend request from someone I didn't know. We exchanged messages back and forth, and after some time, I sent photos to my predator, then more images to him, also known as CSAM. He groomed me for over 2 years. I thought he was a friend, someone I could trust. I didn't really know anything was wrong until I met him in person and saw his face. I finally realized he was closer to 40 than 18. Once I stepped into his car, it was too late. When I was trafficked, given drugs, sold into sex slavery, and held against my will at gunpoint, my instinct was to survive. I was lucky enough to have been rescued by a friend and thankfully survived my ordeal. Some are not as lucky and never make it home. For years, I was unaware of the dangers lurking on the internet until I myself became a target. Today, as an advocate working to prevent child sex trafficking, I've come to understand that law enforcement in the field relies extensively on tips from Facebook to bring predators to justice. But what will happen when you go to end-to-end encryption on the Messenger app? Facebook admitted that in going forward with implementing end-to-end encryption, it will not be able to see child sexual abuse materials online, and the number of these reports will go down. Therefore, the number of children's lives that could be saved or helped will be less. Facebook made nearly 21 million reports of child sexual abuse materials last year, and it has been estimated that 75% of these will become invisible once it applies to end-to-end encryption. These reports are not just reports, they are children, children who are scared and hurt, children who need our help, children who believe Facebook would never hurt them. They are someone's daughter, sister, grandchild, and neighbor. Facebook needs to immediately improve age verification, increase human monitoring of content, work in tighter cooperation with law enforcement, and it should absolutely delay banning encryption on its platform until it can protect children. Privacy is important, but we need a balance of privacy and protection of the most vulnerable members of society, our children. Facebook is a great platform, but it is not a safe platform. With encryption, it will become one of the world's most dangerous playgrounds for children. Thank you.